Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from the Am I the Arsehole Here and Relationship Advice subreddit from Throwaway United Forden, who says, Am I the Arsehole Here for calling my boyfriend disgusting for knowing so much about his sister's periods? Boyfriend has read it, but not completely sure if he is on this sub. Reason for throwaway. Might be a little confusing, but please bear with me. Me and my boyfriend have been together for a year. My boyfriend has been taking care of his siblings, 16 female, 12 female, 11 male, since his older sister was born. When he was 18, he moved out of his parents' house and took them with him. He currently has custody over all his siblings. He is a really hard worker and haven't seen him or his siblings struggle at all. They have all they need and as far as I know, has never gone to bed hungry because of him. One of the reasons I fell in love with him is because of his caring nature, especially for his siblings. Not going to explain the whole dynamics, but when I say taking care, I mean he took care of them from buying food to helping with homework. He did it all. He was basically mum and dad for them and he still finished school in the process. His youngest brother even calls him dad. His parents are the definition of deadbeats. Current situation with them is that they don't even know if their parents are alive and they have no other family. These four is all that he has left of the whole family. I slept over at his house last night. This morning around 6 a.m. his sister, 12 female, came into the kitchen crying hysterically. She woke up with blood in her pants and freaked out. She started her period. My boyfriend got her to calm down and explain that she is alright and everything will be okay. He then gave her a brief explanation of what is happening and that her body is changing. He asked her to go take a shower to get cleaned up and told her where to find the pads his other sister, 16 female, is using and to use them as the oldest sister showed her. When she left to go and take a shower, he said, "Shit, I thought we'd have another year left." I asked what he meant and he said his sister, 16, started her period when she was 13, and he knows not all females and bodies are the same, but he thought it would be around the same time. So he was a bit unprepared for the discussion. I was shocked with that comment and the fact that he knew his sister used pads. Why does he know when she started her period in the first place? Why does he know what she uses? I wanted to ask him why he knows this, but kept the question to myself. When his sister returned from her shower, he asked if everything was alright and if she was having any discomfort. I started to get disgusted when he asked that question. He told her she doesn't have to go to school today and he will take her for some shopping. After breakfast, he sat her down in the living room and explained everything in detail to her regarding what is going on, what will happen with all of it. He said he helped the older sister with her first time and will help her as well. He finished with saying that her sister, 16, will be able to help her more with the type of products to use and how they work. I was surprised, shocked, and disgusted about all the things he told her. He was correct in everything that he told her, but no brother should know that much about what is happening to his sister's bodies. Unfortunately, his oldest sister wasn't at home to help. She had a sleepover at a friend's due to a project for school. So he took charge of explaining everything. He must have seen the disgust in my face and asked me what is wrong, and it just slipped out. I told him, "You're a disgusting pig." The words just kept coming out of my mouth and I couldn't stop talking. I told him exactly what I thought about the situation, that it's disgusting that he knows that much, especially about his own sisters, and is now trying to coach the younger sister on what to do. He just asked me to leave. He didn't argue, yell, nothing, just said, "Leave my house." I know I went about it in the wrong way, but my stance is the same. No brother should know that much about his own sister's body functions. Am I the arsehole here? Edits, if you don't believe me, that is fine, but don't comment. I was there, I said what I said. Don't know what I can say other than what I know to prove this is real. I just want to know if I'm the arsehole here, if my stance is correct, and if I should apologize for everything I said. Seeing some of the comments, I think you guys are not understanding my point. I don't want to sound mean, but he could have just called his sister to explain everything to her, or better, asked me to explain it to her. It would have been a lot better if it came from another girl. Yes, he explained everything correctly, and even told her about the different products to use, but said the other sister will explain those better, as she has experience in what actually works. Why didn't he ask me to explain anything to her? I would have done it gladly. There are certain things that should stay private, and especially a brother should not know. Now, you started off with this post explaining what an absolute wonderful guy this is. You love him for this very reason. And then this guy starts explaining a totally normal bodily function to his younger sister, showing her love and support, telling her not to be worried and how to deal with it in that moment, offering advice. And this is very much a you problem. You called him a disgusting pig for explaining this. That says more about you than it does him. He sounds like a wonderful, supportive brother. Again, you explained all of this in the very first part of your post. And you can apologize to your boyfriend, but to be quite honest, I can't see forgiveness coming your way. But who knows? Danny Caps fan says, your boyfriend has been parentified to hell. And it sounds as if he's doing a pretty damn good job taking care of his younger siblings, given that their sperm and egg donors are in the wind. I think all guys should have a basic understanding of what a period is and how it can affect girls and women. It's a basic biological function that just about everyone born with a uterus experiences. And if these guys are going to be dating women, then they should be able to explain what a period is. He probably knows about the pads because he has to buy them for his 16-year-old sister, or at least is at the store with her when she gets them. Or he sees them in the bathroom. And remember, older sister is the one who also showed younger sister the ropes. He even said to her, remember what sister told you. What would you have him do when his younger sister woke up crying? Say, sorry, I can't help you. Wait until your sister gets home. Did it occur to you to maybe help the kid when she was freaked out over her first period? Or did you just sit in judgment of a young man who's doing the best he can to take care of his siblings, even if it involves knowing things you don't think a guy should know? You owe your boyfriend a huge apology. You're the arsehole. Lizab says, you're the arsehole, you're too young and too immature. Men should all know how it works and he has a better reaction than you. It's natural and there's no reason to be ashamed or disgusted by periods. My son is 11 and with me and his sister having periods, he knows what a pad is and when we have our period, as we all eat chocolate. You also know that he had to take care of his siblings since they're young and that he has custody on them. It was absolutely normal for him to know all those things. Leave him. He deserves so much better than a judgmental little princess. Let them be in peace. You're not good enough for that family. And one more comment from External Rip who says, you're the arsehole. Your boyfriend is being a caretaker. Even if he wasn't basically their parents, which he is, they clearly trust him enough to share this information. Knowing what could be helpful for their health is what an empathetic family member does. Honestly, more parents and families could stand to have better communication about periods, rather than having disgust and shame. So OP did update their post and says, I posted originally in another sub. Can't repost here because of rules. Another Redditor suggested I post here for advice. Original post is on my profile, which we just read, but here's a summary of what happened. My now ex basically is a parent, mum and dad to his three younger siblings. Their parents are the definition of deadbeats. He moved out at 18 and has been taking care of them ever since. He had a talk with his 12-year-old sister about her period because she woke up one morning and her period started. He calmed her down and took her through the talk. I flipped out and told him he's a disgusting pig because no brother should know that much about his sister's body, and he just told me to leave. Current events. I went to his house to apologize to him and his little sister. The 16-year-old was there as well. She slapped me and shouted at me, calling me vile names. My now ex got her to stop and sent her to her room along with the other siblings. I wanted to apologize, but before I could even start, he told me to keep my mouth shut and listen. He forgave me before I even asked for forgiveness, but said what he can't forgive is the fact that I basically turned his little sister against him, making her doubt his intentions. It took him almost a full day to get her to talk to him, and she only talked to him after the 16-year-old assured her that he did nothing wrong and only want to help her like he helped her. His exact words were, "You turned one of my children against me, and that is something I can't and will not forgive. You are dead to me. Now get the fuck out of my house." He said it was so much anger in his voice, and I could see in his eyes that he absolutely hated me in that moment. I was actually scared for myself in that moment. I've talked to some of my friends about this, but I'm losing my friends as well. Even my own sister is now refusing to talk to me. Yes, in our house, my father had nothing to do with our periods, and my mum handled everything. What should I have done? I thought he did something wrong. I can see I'm in the wrong, but still, why am I being punished for this? His words really hurt me. That is not fair. I didn't even get a chance to explain myself or anything after he was done talking. He again just kicked me out of his house. I'm blocked everywhere and can't get a hold of him. I even tried his sister's phone, but I am also blocked there. How can I fix this relationship? The other sub made me understand I actually had a diamond of a man and that I was wrong. I want him back. What can I do to get him back?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Edit. I know I was wrong, I truly do. I don't want to dismiss my actions, but that is how I was raised. Our father had nothing to do with our periods, all of it was dealt by our mother. We weren't allowed to talk about our periods when our father was in the vicinity. If we needed products or anything, we had to go to our mother for it. If we talked about anything relating to our periods, pain, discomfort, our father would leave the room. I remember once my father actually left the house because my sister complained about the pain during her period. Couple of top comments from that one, not for commenting, says, "You do not deserve him back. You do not deserve to date any man ever. Given how quickly your mind interpreted good parenting as being inappropriate sexual interaction with a child, any man will be a fool to date you, let alone have children with you. Get thee to a nunnery." Conscious Survey says, she posted originally on Am I the Arsehole. She got railed there for the last 2 days and still thinks she's going to get back together with him. Opie replied saying, "Why? I made a mistake. I see that now. I was raised like that." Thought for commenting in reply saying, "You're 26. You've been exposed to other families in real life, on TV, etc. You can't blame your parents anymore for failing to know what is normal." Janet in Spain says, "Ooh, my father would never have done that for me." And then says, "That's a mistake." Then says, and quotes again, "You're a disgusting pig." And says, "That's unforgivable." Opie says, "I know that. No need to remind me. I love him, and I know he still loves me too. Just watch. I will get him back, and all of you will be sucking it." Ugh, deary me. And I think, you know, if I was advising OP, I'd just be saying, you know, it's time to move on now. The way he spoke to you in that last moment, I don't think you're getting him back. I don't think I'd be able to forgive you for this at the same time. Your words, you know, you need to take this as an educational moment that you fucked up. You need to learn from it and move on and just better yourself. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story does have an update as well from Otherwise Salt 737 from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit that says, "Am I the Arsehole Here for refusing a threesome with my girlfriend's best friend?" My girlfriend and her best friend have been friends for almost their entire adult lives, and they've had threesomes with previous partners on both their sides. Now, I didn't know this until recently, as my girlfriend mentioned this like a week or so before she asked me to if I wanted. Now, this may be where I messed up, but my immediate answer was, fuck no, I'm never doing that. I'm very monogamous, and I'll be honest, the idea of being shared or sharing simply grosses me out. I don't think it's morally wrong or anything, but it's just not for me. Apparently, my girlfriend told her best friend, and now the best friend is offended. My girlfriend says I should apologize to her, but I don't think I did anything wrong here. Maybe I could have used better words, but it's not like the best friend heard me. Key Bullfrog says on this one, not the arsehole, you should be able to have an unfiltered reaction with your partner. Give them a true and potentially raw response to something. There are better ways to respond. You reacted. Now you can respond. My question is, why did your girlfriend share your raw, unfiltered reaction with her best friend? If it's safe enough for threesomes, it's safe enough for you to be honest. Or is it only safe when they want slash need? This already feels out of balance. Good luck. Another user says, there's no legitimacy behind being offended because your friend's boyfriend doesn't want to fuck you. It's not your problem, not the arsehole. King Norman says what they said. You didn't say it to them and it's not your thing. You did nothing wrong. Oh, Oop says, how come this guy's not questioning his relationship and its future? There are so many red flags. Pickler Ward says, that's what I was thinking. She's not her friend. She's a lover and only a matter of time until she cheats with her. And I was kind of thinking down that line as well. It's like, you just got blindsided by your girlfriend asking you for a threesome with her best friend. I was just like, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right. I absolutely would not be apologizing either. Update 2 days later that says, hello everyone, I figured I should post an update after all the advice you all gave me. So to start off, I had a talk with my girlfriend and cleared some things up. I told her I wasn't sorry for my decision or my reaction, but I told her it had nothing to do with her friend. I told her it didn't matter whom she suggested, it would have been a no. Something I didn't think about you all mentioned is what would happen if her friend asked for a threesome with her boyfriend. Her friend is single right now, so it's not a current issue. I asked my girlfriend what would happen if her friend asked though. She said she had thought it'd be cool, as the previous boyfriends were. But after seeing my reaction, she knows I wouldn't approve. She then asked me why I didn't want a threesome with two women. I told her I didn't like the idea of having sex with anyone but her. I asked her if she needed to have threesomes to be satisfied. She tried to dodge the question and said, I mean, they're just fun, you know, and it's become a habit by now. I told her it was a yes or no question. She still wouldn't give me a straight answer. I decided that our sexual needs are just too different and broke up with her. I'm sad that out of everything that could cause a breakup, this was it. Me not wanting to have sex with someone other than my girlfriend. Also, to answer some of the comments, no, the friend wasn't ugly. And a couple of top comments from that one. So Mad says, still not the arsehole. In my opinion, differing sexual desires is a very valid reason to break up. Another commenter says, not just the sexual incompatibility, but the roping in of real feelings into something that she would later describe as fun and a habit. That is what struck me. The girlfriend trying to guilt OP about her friend's feelings as if they were polyamorous or a throuple. Like he already owed the other girl something. Why did OP's private reaction have to be shared and commiserated over in such detail that it would elicit outraged reactions from both people? One who was not even there and did not have to know. Just doesn't seem right. OP did not sign up for the extra significant other. That alone gave me a red flag, and I think OP made the right decision. Potential Pen says, what I don't understand is that now that you are broken up, you inevitably pursue another sexual relationship with another woman. So how is your previous statement tracking with reality? You don't want sex with anyone but her. By the way, this is coming from someone who doesn't understand monogamy in the least. Is it going to take a while to become attracted to other women again? Is it like a switch you turn off once you break up? Is there a process to that? Opie says, I'm a demisexual. I think that's the term. I only feel sexually attracted to people I have an emotional connection with. I gotta be honest, I didn't understand that last comment too much. I found it a bit strange, but maybe you got a different opinion on that. But now I'm gonna turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And don't forget, at the very end of the video, there'll be a couple of playlists there that you can click on and it will automatically scroll through all the videos for you. So whatever you're up to, you know, maybe you're doing a bit of crochet, maybe you're out doing running, bit of gardening, whatever. And don't forget to let me know over on Twitter, at Mark Narrations. Always love to see what you're up to, or they call it X these days, don't they? Fucking shite. Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love, your bloody cheeky so-and-so.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.